Don't let it deceive you.
Okay, 75A. Bar Yudni. No, Ravimi. Sorry, top line.
Yeah, top line.
Ravimi Havalei Orchim. So Ravimi had some guests on the line. He said to them, if it wouldn't have been for the fact that my cooked wine had become uncovered, I would have given it to you. Basically, what he's saying is that it had giloi, and it's asar. Even though we said previously in the previous psalm that if it was mavushal, that it is mutter, but he was machmer. And he was machmer even if it's yain mavushal, not to drink it if it was mgolo.
And you couldn't even give it to them.
Right, which I guess you can bring a riot from here that if you're Michael Nachum Yisrael and I'm not, that you shouldn't give me Shalach Manis, that is called Yishmael. Okay, very good. No,
Yishmael.
I'm Michael Nachum Yishmael. Yes, I'm Michael Nachum. Amaleh Bibi, Sir Bibi said, "I see Van Oshansi. Don't worry about it. I'll drink it. Give it to me. I'm not Machbid." Amar Sarvimi said, "Man de boy yimus. If someone wishes to die, is the yimus gave by say, let him go home to his own house and die. Don't die in my house." Okay. Stark averton.
Stark
smackdown.
Okay. Rayuni Gali kunditun dinais. Now remember, we said kunditun was the sharp wine. We said that was kunditun.
Honey and pepper.
Honey and pepper. And his kunditun became uncovered. Also shal rabbanon. He asked the rabbis, what's the deal with this kunditun? So they said, Osir, it's Osir. Frak the Gemara, Lechin Amar Yisrael, Menachem Amar Yishim, Yeshua, Ben Levi, Hachan, Vamar, Vamato, Kein, Vahem, Yishim, Gili. We just said previous page, that if it's sharp or it's bitter or it's sweet, that there is no Gili. So why are they saying it's Osir? The answer is, I want to kiss Moshe Reb Chiyah Batitas, Bahud Shchei Chandot Law. So that's talking about kunditun, that's one-third pepper. So if you have one-third pepper, which is quite a bit of pepper.
Whoa.
So two cups wine, one cup pepper.
Whoa.
Did you notice the name?
So that is, yeah, it's great. Titus, great name to call your kid. It says Rabbi Yehuda ben Antinus on the bottom because it's unlikely a Jew would be named Titus, the name of the general who destroyed the temple. All right, so that's a little bit of a problem. Footnote 7 talks about that.
So what do they
want to
call him if we don't call him Titus?
We're going to call him Rabbi Yehuda ben Antinus.
I got it.
You got it?
Hey, somebody took our garbage can.
It's right here.
Oh, well, that's the problem. It's got to be positioned right behind the door.
Antinus.
All right. One coming here about Buhu. Yainchen is Bashan is Galam Mahu. What's the rule with cooked wine that was left open? Even karyena, which is very sweet from the very outset, in other words, it comes out as a sweet wine without any processing. And even that, Rabbi Yochanan had doubts about. Surely yain mavushal, which wasn't sweet until you boiled it and got rid, like we said yesterday, it boils out the alcohol content, and then you're left with more sweet stuff.
In this case, you have two reasons for it not to be a problem.
So it's certainly going to be. It's doubtful. One second. What's this English saying here? Interesting. You see, the different pshatim over here, apparently. The Hebrew had a different pshat over here. Here, in the Yerushalmi, the word tzricha can be used to mean uncertain. So,
he didn't give me a good answer.
So, which I thought when I read this before, that it was Rabbi Yochanan was masufik about this naturally sweet wine. But here it says, it's very sweet, is exempt from the prohibition of uncovered liquids. Like kol shekein yain mavushal, surely he could not have been certain that cooked wine, which is not as sweet, is exempt. That's exactly right, exactly. Yeah, that's what we're saying, right? He's masupik about the very sweet wine, so surely he's going to be masupik about the one which is mavushal. Okay, all shal or b'yitzchak. So they came and asked b'yitzchak. I'm alay. It's also inhar rabavuhu. The amar b'yakanon aser. Then rabavuhu remembered. Taka. He said it's also. Okay, so basically, all these Gemaras are coming out with Chumrah. I didn't check the Shulchan Aruch, to be honest with you. I didn't look this up to see what it says in Yerideya.
Take a look at the second paragraph from 12.
It says,
the
Rambam rules cooked wine is not subject. Okay. Okay. Rav Yaakov bar Acha, Rav Imi, B'shem Rav Lozer. So we talked about this yesterday. So our Mishnah said, remember what our Mishnah said? Our Mishnah said, if you go back, look at the Mishnah, it says over there on the Mishnah, Kama Yishuv Yiyu Asurim, or $9 Manalaf. The Mishnah said, how long should.
Second.
It says, Kadesha Yova Harachesh Mimakam Korav Viyishta, which we translated. Not for a snake to come from a nearby place and drink, which is very, very brief period. Now, here the Gemara is saying something quite different. Here the Gemara is saying that if you're nichnas v'yotze, it's mutter. If you're coming in and out of the room periodically, that it would be mutter because the snake is going to be a little afraid of you. Okay? So, b'natoizo, eskalle gigisei. His barrel contained liquids that became uncovered. All shalot Reb Abba bar Mamal, Amalei Hoydekus V'yotzei Mutter. Again, he said it was mutter. Reb Yaakov bar Acha, Reb Imi, Reshem Reb Lazar, Hoyyoshein Mutter. Now, if you're sleeping, you're not awake as a guard. It's very boring, and you fall asleep while you're watching the wine. It's still mutter, because the snake senses your presence.
It's fearful of you.
I would say, especially if you...
I think it depends on the snake.
I think it depends if you snore. If you snore, the snake gets very scared. Rav Kanina, Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Let's see, it says over here. One second. It says over here. Okay. Okay, so in 13, I don't want to skip that one. Our Gemara's statement implies uncovered liquids remain permitted even if they're left unattended for a reasonable amount of time. It appears to contradict the Mishnah, which said that uncovered liquids become prohibited if they're left unattended for even a short time. So the footnote is raising the question I mentioned to you. So based on the Gemara below, Rosh Sirlo and the Pre-Chodosh and Yerodea both say, according to Yerushalmi, the Mishnah is referring to places where a tiny snake called a shifty phone is common. A shifty phone, being so small, difficult to detect, is not afraid of humans. Hence, we must be concerned it drank from liquids, even if they have been left uncovered for a short period of time. Our Gemara, which says the Yotzei Nechnas is mutter, is talking about whether shifty phone is not common, and therefore we're just talking about regular snakes. Regular snakes have a different attitude about humans, and therefore even if they're in the Yotzei Nechnas, it'll be enough to keep them away. Okay? So that's his answer. To the steer between the Mishnah and our Gemara, all right?
Shifty phone is what small snake. Yaakov said in the brachas, right? Dan is the shifty phone alayar.
Yep, that's what he said.
I never thought of it as a tiny snake. If you can.
I never knew what it meant. It's my bar mitzvah passion, and I still don't know what it means.
Snake.
Okay, so it says if he's sleeping, it's mutter. Rav Kanina, Rav Yeshua, Ben Levi say, what? Hanamar Yashin, mutter, Hanamar Yashin, also. One said it's also, one said it's mutter. We don't know which one is which. We don't know who held what. Mestavder, Rav Kanina, Yashin, mutter. That's Mestavder. It was Rav Kanina who held this mutter. Rav Kanina. So much Rav Kanina. The one everywhere, Rav Lazar is. He relies on Rav Kanina, so just like we see in the previous paragraph, we said Rav Yaakov bar Acha, Rav Imi, B'shem Rav Lazar said that sleep, a person sleeping is mutter. So it's Mestara there on the same wavelength, and Rav Kanina probably also held that way too. So next, Rav Yossi ben Shaul Mishtoi Hahon Uvda. So he told over the following story. It's an interesting story. There was one who liked to give charity very much. We have in brackets that her husband nice. Did not like that. What's that? Nice, a nice couple. So one time a pauper came to her. She gave him some food. min achal argshas bala islak. So after he finished eating, the woman sensed that her husband was coming, and she didn't want him to see that she had given this poor guy some food. So Yavisa Golisa, she puts him in the loft. She hides the poor guy in the loft. Yehavas Kumi Bala the Yekla, and she set up a table for her husband to eat. Achal Nom Udmachle, and he ate, he became drowsy, he fell asleep. Sure enough, what happens? Asachivya, along comes a snake. Achal Minman Dahava Kamoi. So he took a little bite out of what he was eating. Figuring, while hubby is sleeping, I'll have a little snack here. Have a mistakel bay. Now the oni is looking down from the loft and he sees the snake. In the itas, and the husband awoke. Come by, make him have a kamois. Now the husband wakes up from his nap, and he wants to continue eating. So the oni has a dilemma. Mm-hmm. What do I do? Shrei hahud.
This gemara also in the Bavli, except that instead of an ani, it was somebody who was having an affair with the wife.
That's the Gemara in the last paragraph of the Dharm. That's correct. Shrei hahu de Elisa Malule Bay, the one that was in the loft, began to talk to him and warn him against eating the food. So now, before we go on, if I asked you, what do we deduce from this story? Is someone who sleeps allowed? Is someone who sleeps allowed to eat from something that's Magula?
No.
So you partially
no.
You say, of course not. You see that the snake was eating from something while someone was asleep. It's clear from here that a yashen is aser, right? Okay, let's see what the Gemara says.
If it's a place where it's shifi found, then that can explain that.
Okay, hada amra. So the Gemara Yishalmi says yashen mutter. Yishalmi. So it could be it's in parentheses. It should say aser. So that's a question of what the Girsa is. So there are those who say that it's mutter. What would be the pshat in the Gemara then? Then the pshat would be the Gemara's bringing a raya from the fact that the guy who woke up, we are assuming, knew the din. You see, he went to sleep, and he nonetheless woke up and was ready to continue to eat.
The guy didn't tell him.
The guy did tell him. But the point is, it was a lo shkia thing. It happened to be that time there was a snake, but the fact is, normally, so where are you bringing a raya? From the fact that the guy wanted to eat, or from the fact that there was a snake? So depending on your perspective, that'll depend what your gifts will be here, okay? Brir Havel, the husband was certain the portion he intended to eat was not poison. How is it sure of it? How do you know that? So, says in the bottom here that the food that was offered to the pauper was solid, and if the snake injected venom into it, the venom would not diffuse throughout. The venom section could be left uneaten.
You mean the husband then gave the food to the pauper? There was a taster?
I don't know. Thus, the fact that the husband was willing to eat the food does not prove anything regarding uncovered liquids in the vicinity of a sleeping person. Okay, I'm not 100% sure what he's talking about over here. What?
The best thing is the gra changes. It's not Breer Havet, it's Bor Havet.
Exactly. The gra changes Breer, that it wasn't that it was clear to him, but rather he was a boar, and therefore we can't bring a raya from what he was going to do. In other words, don't assume he was a Tam Chacham, yeah, because Breer Havet doesn't really make much sense. Anyway, yeah, very good, Avram. So the ain also mishum yichud. So the Gemara says, was the woman? What?
I wondered about that.
Can I leave the door open?
I don't know what
she wasn't in the attic.
I don't know what the shaila here is. Balo beir is mutter.
If the door is open,
but you don't even need the door unlocked. Balo beir, the husband's in the city. There's no isser yichud. Yeah. You see here from the Gemara that's a problem.
That's not so clear in halacha.
What's not so clear?
It's
very clear. It is very clear, unless you're somebody that you are very familiar with. If it's somebody you're like you grew up with, or that you know because you're friendly from the neighborhood, so you know, like maybe your next door neighbor, you wouldn't have a bottle of beer, might not be a good heter. But if it's somebody like someone who's a pauper who's going around collecting, it's for sure not going to be a problem. Balavir will be a chlorahetter. I don't know why you don't raise chumras on something which is a davar mekubal that there's mutter. Vein asam mishum yichud. Vein asam mishum yichud. Okay, it's quite high. I don't agree. That apparently is the case. The Yerushalmi, we could say, doesn't hold from the heter. But it's even more than that, though. The Yerushalmi is asking much more. Yerushalmi is not just asking that there's an Issa Yichud, how was she able to feed him the food? Yerushalmi is asking, was she not usher to her husband? Does she not become usher to her husband subsequent to having Yichud? Now that is a complete stretch, which is not true at all. The only time you become usher to your husband is if you got kinui and stira and had yichud. But without that, yichud may be an isser, but it's not an isser how a seris.
Everything you're saying is in 23.
They don't believe it.
Yeah.
Let's see what it says over here.
Yeah, it's
all good. I didn't read it. The Gemara considers by rabbinic law she should be prohibited to her husband because of seclusion with the pauper. Suggests the probability of defilement. Oh boy. Alternatively, which doesn't make sense. Alternatively, the Gemara does not mean that she becomes prohibitive. Literally, it means that the husband has grounds to divorce her if he so desires. This is based on the following. A woman who secluded herself with a stranger becomes forbidden if there is a reason to assume she was defiled. This can be for one of two reasons. A, the witnesses. B, she secluded herself with a stranger after her husband warned her. She thus becomes a saita. Here, the husband merely found her in seclusion with the stranger, but not warned her. There's no presumption. Nevertheless, if he's concerned, then he can get rid of her. So, the Kumar is asking whether the husband has any grounds to do so. Okay, that's a little easier. So, Vein Asar Mishum Yichud, wouldn't there be grounds for giving her divorce if the husband wanted to be Machmir? So, the Kumar says, Mikivon, we're on 75b. Since the pauper is not suspected of murder, since we see he tried to save the husband's life, so he won't be suspected of adultery either. And he quotes a pasuk, they've committed adultery and there is blood on their hands, meaning that if you commit adultery, you'll do the other. In other words, one leads to the other. That is the Gemara in the Dharma, that's correct. Yeah.
Hard to see that.
Yeah, okay. It's interesting to try to parallel the two stories and try to work out similarities and differences. Okay. Maisa B'tamach B'tzipayri. Here we have a butcher who's not such a good butcher. Shahayu Michael Yisrael Nevelis and Trefus. He was giving out Nevelis and Trefus. We've heard of these kind of
butchers. We had that in Baltimore, too.
It might be in other places.
Yeah.
Anyway, Paramachas, Shasei Yain, Be'er Shabbos. He's drinking wine, Erev Shabbos.
Butcher.
It says over here that there's another text that says this is actually Erev Yom Kippur.
Well,
that
sounds better.
Yeah.
Number four.
Yeah, number four. So anyway, whatever. It was either Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Kippur, whatever it was the eve of a holiday, and he's drinking wine. Ola l'gag, v'nofel l'meis. So he climbs to the roof and he falls down. Hayu klovim melakikin b'damo. So the dogs are lapping his blood. Asun v'shalom l'Rav Chanina. So the people came out to Rav Chanina. They said, Mahu mirmisei m'kumehon. What's the rule with taking away the dog? Taking away the corpse from the dogs, right?
Because on Yom Kippur Shabbos.
It's because it's Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Normally we say
it's Yom Kippur.
It's Yom Kippur or Shabbos, whatever it is. So normally it's Muktzah. But in a case like this, where there's a bezayin, maybe you could move him. You know, like what they would do is they would put a kicker on top, right? They would put a kicker on top of the mace and then move the mace on top of the kicker. They're a het tamer,
right?
So they want to know, should we do that? Amaloi, so he sent an unksiv. Uvasa basar trefel say chelo, vakela tashlichu noisai. There's a famous Gemara that says. Oh, I mean, the pasuk first of all says that if you have treif meat, you give it to the dog, right? You can't eat it; the dog gets it. And the dogs are entitled, like we know from Pesach, layechas kelis and shono, right? That they didn't bark. So they got the schar, right? So they get the schar coming to them.
Ooh.
And Zeh, this guy who had these treifas, instead of giving it to the dogs like he was supposed to, he was selling it to the Yidden, right? So he's stealing from the dogs. So the dogs are basically, when they're licking his blood, they're just telling, taking back what belongs to them, right? This goslin is paying back. Machlis not, right? Arponon, the mididhon inun ochlin. So leave the dogs alone. They're eating from that which is theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Very severe psak. Very severe psak. Now, at this point, I just want to interject here. I took a look at my state sofa because I knew there had to be something juicy in here about this one. So I haven't had a chance to use this very much, and it's very big and fat. So I figured, let me try to get at least one good juicy story out of here.
What is this?
This is the state sofa. This is he has smart one on all Bavli and Yerushalmi, okay?
It's an encyclopedia
of Marmakimus. So on this story, he brings an Arzarua. It's a famous Arzarua. Right? Abe's a famous Arzarua.
Famous, really.
Famous, very famous. So it says the following. This is Arzarua. I guess it's Chelak Aleph, Siman Tov Memchas. Hamarcha Trefes Becheskes Kesheros. Osho Yamarcha Chalovim Becheskes Shumon. Either he's selling Chelav or he's selling Trefes. Umeis Kaidim Shasa Tshuva. He dies before I got a chance to do Tshuva. Asur Lehis Asek Bekura So. You're not allowed to be involved in his burial. V'loi Oid. Elo Afilu Klovim Oichlin Es Besaro. The lokakin as domo, osir lahavriach haklovim me olav, ki hahi Yerushalmi, ma'isibatavakafar. And he quotes our Gemara, holomata shafilu klovim urchlin as besaro, ein lahavriach me olav koshken shalosatzim kifurasa. So this is the Arzarua who basically quotes our Gemara and paskin straight down the line that you're not allowed to be Isaac in his kvura. Now, I'm not going to read it inside, but if you read further down in the paragraph, you will see that the poskim do not say this.
Because he's a
chodzi machdeis
rabbim?
Is that the point? Yeah.
Well, the Gemara says that that's what we're talking about. I'm assuming that's a double parsha. You could always tie to that, and that, you know, like...
As he was falling off the roof.
Yeah, as he was falling off the roof, although he fell off the roof in a state of drunkenness. Anyway, the bottom line is in the postcum they say that the Gemara is talking about where there are others who are family that are going to be involved in his kvura.
Somebody's going to do it.
Someone's going to eventually take care of it. For you to go out of your way as part of the Chevra Kadisha to take care of him, don't. But if there is nobody else available, then of course, in that case,
yeah, it's Yilas Elohim Tolui.
That's very nice. I'm just saying that the Arzarua, the way it's written, you wouldn't necessarily know that. So that's my little sidebar there. The Gemara says three more incidents. Maisa v'tavach v'tziburi. One second, I did that right? Sorry. Maisa, the second incident. Maisa v'chosin echad. We have another incident. So he used to be kind of like he took this isser very lightly. He mocked it. He's like, oh, you're worried about snakes. I know snakes. What are you talking about, right? So one time he drank some uncovered wine, and venom had actually been in that wine. It's called playing with fire, and he lost. And he got afflicted with fever. They saw him lecturing on Yom Kippur, v'tzluchas shamayim v'yado, he had a flask of water in his hand. In other words, he had the shakes, and he was so sick that he had to, what he had to do, it says over here, he had to cool himself down by placing it on his skin. Healthy man is not supposed to do that. In other words, I guess I'm not supposed to take like a freezer pack with me to shul on Yom Kippur to hold against my forehead to cool me down on Yom Kippur, unless I'm one of these guys that has dalekas, whatever that is.
Yeah.
So you can't cool yourself down on Yom Kippur, okay?
Chad
bar Nashi galilei grav dechamar. So there's a certain person whose barrel was uncovered. Ozal baruvas son with Rabbi Lemishbechine. So it's the eve of the great fast, which is Yom Kippur. He's going to pour it out. Chamshei chad, somebody saw him. Amalei, havelei nishnaya, give me a drink. I want a drink. Amalei, so he said, l'mab megalihu, it's with uncovered wine. I can't give you wine that's forbidden. Amalei, so he said to him, no, what are you talking about? Today's Erev Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Everybody knows, just like it's a mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So I'll drink it. Havelei, umar yitzayim aleikum, and the one who's in charge of the fast, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will protect me because, you know, shluchei mitzvah and izokin. I can go ahead and eat whatever I want. Lo aspak mishtei ad eschalkal. He didn't even manage to drink a zip, and he was already dead. That is the way of the world. Rabbi Yirmi b'shem Rabbi Chiya bar Raw. All our recent malachatotin ve'aras nachash memes. All other venoms cause skin wounds, and the snake venom kills. Okay.
What's wrong with snakes over there?
Yeah. See, in 17 it makes a little difference. Rav Chiya Amar Einu Shalom Al Giluyim. One should not ask regarding uncovered fluids. You should always assume they're prohibited. Don't ask shilas. Just pour it out. Rav Yirmi Yishalom Rav Zeir Mar Yishmu Asa. He asked Rav Zeira, who is called the master of the rulings. Footnote 20 talks about why he's called that. It's not exactly clear. Shalay Misnam Neim Hoya. Although Rav Yirmiyahu was asking him, Rav Zeira dozed off. It says here, in order not to answer. I don't know how they knew that. The Mara Fulda says this is right, whatever. It seems to feel that you know, Rav Yirmiyahu used to always ask all kinds of wild questions, and maybe he wanted to try to avoid him. I'm not sure. So Rav Zeira Havi Yosef, Ochel V'Havadamech. He was sitting and eating, and he became drowsy. Yahav Yadei Altumanya. Atumanto. He put his hand on the measuring cup to prevent any snakes from drinking from the liquids. Bamaloin, and he told the people near him, Adlukun Butsina, light a lamp. Adlukun, I guess when he woke up, Adlukun, they lit a lamp. Va'ashkuchun, Shafufina, Shuhudamalasara, Karechale. They found the Shafifon, which was the size of a hair. It was this very, very thin snake, curled around the top of the jar. Amalei, so he spoke.
So his time was over.
Yeah, but even so, he's such a sneaky snake, this little shrifi phone, even when you hand over it, he'll slither in. Rashia, so he said to the snake, Rashia, you wicked one, lo havina zaharbach, was I not careful with you? It's a good thing I was careful to cover the cup and prevent you from drinking the cup. Okay, so he was... I guess he was. He ended up being careful. He ended up not getting in, I guess. Okay, I thought he got in. Let's see.
Well, because they saw the snake.
Yeah, they saw it. Let's see the 26. According to this explanation, Rav Zeira covered the cup to prevent the snakes from drinking the liquids, and his statement to the Shififon was rhetorical. Yerfei Meira explains it differently. He did not cover the cup, but placed his hands on it. When he noticed the Shififon, he said, "Wicked one, I was not careful with you," meaning, "You're so small, I almost did not notice you. And had I not noticed you, I would have come to grief." Anyway, what's the identity of a shefifon? It's unclear. It seems to be a tiny, burrowing, venomous snake. Mm-hmm. A horned desert viper is a relatively large snake. They're blind snakes. Okay, but they're not venomous. Anyway, the different shot them over here. Yeah. Finally, this is where some people stop the daf. We could just do the last statement, I guess. Sir Rabami said, you have to be careful about, if there are things that people are normally careful about, you too have to be careful about them. For example, Asr Lamitan Barnash, Pitam Goy Puma, this is a first in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to put coins in your mouth, because we're afraid that somebody, I think it says that somebody, no, we're afraid that somebody who had saras had touched it and that you'll catch diseases from it. Okay, and top of the next page, just read the last line here. The tavshila tusei arsa, cooked food under a bed, pita called shifya, bread under the armpit, mitsa sakino bo pulgla, tuck a knife in a radish, sakina go esrogar, a knife in an esrog. Okay, all this stuff. Well, I hadn't done this, but these are all things people are mocked on.
Yeah.
Okay, Rabbi Isai.
I saw once in my life, I had a Rebbe, an MTA, Rabbi Raps, and he